Welcome to the Lightly Salted Podcast. These are the readings and sermons of St. John's Lutheran Church of Park Rapids, Minnesota. They are offered so that the Word of God would shape and strengthen you to be what He calls you to be, salt and light. You can find us at stjohnspr.org. Now, on to the Word.
The Old Testament reading for the 16th Sunday after Pentecost is from Isaiah chapter 35. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Then the eyes of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle reading is from James chapter 2. My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay more attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, you sit here in a good place, while you say to the poor man, you stand over there, or sit down at my feet, have you not then made distinction amongst yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers. Has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man, and not the rich, the ones who oppress you, and the ones who drag you into court. Are they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you are called? What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. This is the word of the Lord. I invite the congregation to please rise for the Alleluia and verse.
Alleluia, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Gospel of Mark, the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. And they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, and his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealous they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, he has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. This is the word, this is the gospel of our Lord.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Before I start, I wanted to make a little comment about my attire. This is an academic gown, similar to what Luther might have worn when he taught at the university. And so I thought it would be appropriate for our Christian Education Rally Day Sunday. Plus the fact that one alb is in Monaga and the other one is in Wolf Lake. But the text for today is from the Psalm 78 that we read earlier, especially verse 4. We will not hide them from our children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done. This is the word of the Lord. In one of the songs of the liturgy, we sing, thank the Lord and sing his praise. Tell everyone what he has done. That's evangelism. Tell everyone what Jesus has done. But it's also Christian education. Tell everyone what he has done. Tell God's story. Teachers are storytellers. It's a true story. It's a salvation story. It's a gospel story because it's about what God has done. And it may be a story like today's gospel, where Jesus healed a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. And what was the result? Well, the man could now hear and speak clearly. But an even greater result was that all of the other people were astonished beyond measure. And they told everyone what Jesus had done. And so our theme for our Sunday school Christian Education Rally Sunday is God's works amaze people so much that they will tell the coming generation what God has done. Well, our text from Psalm 78 didn't use the word amaze, but it gets the idea across with the words glorious deeds and wonders that he has done. Those were the things that God told to tell to the coming generation. And these were also the things that God had done, which were told and retold in the worship services in the synagogue and in the temple. There's a saying, repetition is the mother of all learning. And that teaching method is all over the Old Testament, like Deuteronomy 6, verse 7, where you're to tell these to your children when you get up and when you lay down. Also, the temple worship and the regular refrain of the people was to remember all of those works of the Lord. And the biggest of them all was the Exodus, God leading them out of slavery in Egypt. And from that Exodus story, there were all kinds of other stories that were told. Things about like the Passover, the parting of the Red Sea, the manna in the wilderness, the water from the rock, and on and on and on. But as the years wore on, the amazement wore off. In Psalm text, verse 2, it says, I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old. Well, to call them dark sayings doesn't mean that they were sinister or morbid. No, dark in the terms that they were unknown. People were in the dark about these stories. Maybe thought they were just legends. They didn't believe. The same thing was said about the way Jesus taught in parables. Here, Matthew 13, verse 34 and 35, Jesus said nothing to the crowds without a parable. And this was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet. And then our psalm is quoted. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter what has been hidden since the foundation of the world. Parables were able to make things known to people who received them by faith. but they kept things hidden from people who refused to believe. Now, there's a big difference between refusing to believe and not understanding something. The disciples were pretty famous for not understanding. Jesus would ask, "Do you understand this?" And they'd say, "No." And so Jesus would explain to them what the parable meant. So teaching and learning involves telling the story, but also having faith and also being able to understand. And that's how God's works amaze people so much that they tell the coming generation what God has done. What about us? Has the wonder worn away? Is there anything that amazes us anymore? Consider all the amazing things that most of us have seen in our lifetime: space travel, men on the moon, computers, cell phones. And in addition to wonderful achievements, there's also some pretty terrible things that we've seen. The Twin Towers, Columbine, and over 400 school shootings since that. Fires, floods, wars, all of that brought right into your living room or even into your hand with a smartphone. How can you amaze anybody with an ancient Bible story? Well, then there's the matter of faith. Fewer and fewer people hear God's word. Fewer and fewer have faith to receive those stories, those true stories, those salvation gospel stories about what Jesus has done. And then there's also the problem of understanding. Like the guy on the road south of Jerusalem in Acts 8, who was reading the Bible, and Philip asked him, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And the guy answered, "How can I unless someone guides me?" So Christian education is not just learning some things that might help you get along in life. It's not just learning what some famous teacher might think about God and religion. It's God Himself revealing Himself, telling what He has done. And God has ways to amaze people so much that they do tell the coming generation what God has done. So when the wonder wore off for the people in our text, what did God do to bring the amazement back, to bring into light that which was dark? Well, God came and lived among His people in person. Jesus came. Jesus taught, and people were amazed at His teaching. It was with power and authority. And even speaking one word, like in our gospel today, where they actually preserved the one word in the dialect in which Jesus spoke it, to show people what one word from God is able to do. It restored hearing and speech. Well, that's kind of representative of how our God speaks words to us that restore our hearing, that enable us to hear those words with faith, that restores our speech, that enables us to speak those words correctly and with confidence and with power. God opens our ears to really hear His word and to really speak His word to others. But how do I get faith? God says, "Well, that's impossible for you, so I'll take care of that. I'll give you my Spirit so that you have a whole new life, a whole new heart, and a whole new mind to receive all the things I have to give, especially having this new life that blesses you now and that lasts forever. I'll do that with my mighty power, and you will be amazed." Well, how do I get the story right? And God says, "I'll take care of that too. I'll put my stories in a book that you can read to the coming generations. And it won't be like any other book. It will be an amazing book with power. And through it, because all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. God does all things well. God does all things necessary for our salvation so that people are amazed and tell the coming generation what God has done. And that's how St. John's rallies together today. We're still amazed enough to tell the coming generation. You know, like most grandparents, I always wonder, what will my grandchildren see? All of these things that I've seen in my lifetime, what's left out there to be discovered? What possibly could be coming? And I'm sure that it would boggle my mind to see what they will see in terms of technology and maybe even terror. I can't understand, no guess what's coming next. But in terms of God's wonder, I don't even have words to describe what's coming next. I believe that every coming generation will be amazed at what God will do through them in Christ and what God will do eternally in the amazing glory of heaven. And so today we thank God for our students and for our teachers who tell the story. Catherine Hanke was a woman born in a well-to-do London family. At an early age, her desire to be an evangelist was met by going to the poor parts of town and teaching Sunday school to young girls. When disease left her unable to teach for a year, she wrote a long poem about Jesus called The Old, Old Story. And from it, she wrote a hymn that's in our children's hymnal, I Love to Tell the Story. It's a story of unseen things, but not of unheard things. It's a story of Jesus and his love. It's a story that we know is true. It's a story some have never heard. It's a message of salvation from God's holy word. That's the story that God would have us to tell to the coming generation, a generation coming to faith, a generation coming to Christ, a generation coming back to Christ. And we love to tell the story because Romans 5, verse 5 says, God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. It's God's amazing story. It's God's amazing love, which amazes us so much that we, by the power of God, will tell the coming generation, tell everyone what God has done. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Lightly Salted. We'd love to hear from you. You can contact us at stjohnspr.org or look for us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Our thanks to Eric Medeish at soundimage.org for Morning Dew.
God's blessings.